Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
And now, from beyond our dimension, this is the Jeff Mara Podcast. Here's Jeff.
My guest is Mary Smith, who during her near-death experience felt as if she was watching a movie. Mary, thank you for joining me and welcome.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me.
Mary, let's start on the day you died and go from there.
It was February 22nd of 2001, and I had worked a double shift that day, so I was tired. But me and my friend, we went to a wedding reception. And at the wedding reception, I dropped my car off at her house, so she drove. And then on the way home, I had fallen asleep because I was so tired. And she said we went back to her house and she just could not wake me up. So she decided to drive me home. And we were less than a quarter of a mile from my house. But my next memory is standing outside the car across the street. I could see that she had hit a tree. I could see she hit it on my side. I could see myself slumped over towards the driver's side. I saw her get out. She tried to put the hood down. And then I seen a guy get out of the back seat. And he came over to my side and he put his fingers through the window and put them on my neck. And I could hear him screaming, "Oh my God, she's dead." So the friend I was with, she gets back in the car. And when she's getting back in the car, I can hear my son crying. And I can, but I heard it from like a distance. And at that time, I didn't know where we was. And when I heard him crying, she got back in the car and she was screaming, you know, "Wake up, wake up." And I seen him put his hands in the window, put his hands on top of my chest, and he started pushing down on my chest. And it felt like somebody picked me up and threw me back inside the car. Because as soon as I hit my chest, I immediately took a big gasp of air and woke up. And I knew I had a cell phone, but when she crashed into the tree, the dashboard come up into my knees, which pushed my pelvis up into my stomach. So I was like sideways and I'm feeling around because I knew I had a cell phone. So I found the cell phone, I called 911 and they kept saying, "We got Life Flight out looking for you," because she wasn't really sure where we crashed either. So my next memory is waking up to the blackest black you'd ever want to see. And I put my finger up and I started scratching at it. And here I was inside a body bag. And I could hear one of the firefighters start yelling, "I think she's alive." So when he unzipped it, they were actually waiting for the coroner to come pronounce. There was only a police officer and one of the fire trucks that were still on the scene because everybody else had went to the hospital. But it changed my life forever.
Mary, thank you for sharing your story. And out of over 500 guests, you are the first person that ever had an NDE while you were asleep. So that's fascinating.
Yeah, the second time I went out, before I woke up in the body bag, as soon as I hit my chest, there was so much pain and it only lasted for about 2 minutes. And then the chest pain went away and then I could start feeling the back pain. I'd hit my face on the windshield. So the left side of my face was like, it was completely swollen. And little did I know, when my husband got to the hospital, and he looked at me and I asked him, I said, "Why was the baby crying?" And he said that our son had woke up with a severe headache, which he never had a headache. He was 4 years old, never had a headache. He said he woke up with a severe headache and he was actually watching. My husband was watching everything from our front window and he didn't know it was me.
Did you ever talk to your friend, the driver, and tell her, hey, I was outside of my body watching everything that happened?
Yes, she has a hard time with it still to this day. But yeah, she said it scared her. It scared her to death because she put her fingers on my neck. She said you was just not there. And she remembers like the instant where I hit my body again, when it felt like somebody picked me up and threw me back in the car. She remembers, she said she'll never get that out of her head.
What did you do from her viewpoint?
Well, she said I was completely limp and like my head was tipped over to the side and I was completely limp. And then she said within a couple minutes, I took a big gasp of air and shot up from the seat. And she said she'll never forget that.
Mm. What about when you told her that you watched her and this other guy? Was she surprised that you were outside of your body?
Oh, very surprised. Very surprised. She said when she hit the tree, she said she looked over and she knew right then that she's like, I knew I killed you. I just knew it. But she still has a hard time to this day with that.
When you were outside of your body, did you have any emotions like love or anything like that?
No, it took me a minute to figure out what was going on. Because I could see myself slumped over and I could see that she had hit a tree and there was no pain, no sadness. I didn't see anybody that went before me. It was just like I was watching a movie.
Did you know at least that was you lying there?
Yeah, I knew it was me.
Did you care that it was you?
In that moment, no. There was no feeling of dread, no feeling of horror. No, it was just, I knew it was me. I recognized her car. Seen her get out, try to put the hood down. And no, there was no feeling of sadness, no feeling of anything.
So after this happened, how did your life change?
When I was little, I used to, well, from the time I was little up until that point, I used to have these really bad nightmares and be so scared of death. Because in my head, how can death be forever and ever? And how long is forever? And it used to scare me. And I would wake up in nightmares. I would never ride on an airplane. I always thought, you know, how can the big, even the word airplane scared me. And that day when that happened, I'm not scared of airplanes. I've actually went on a couple of them since then. The nightmares have went away. Like I don't have any, I'm not scared of what's to come anymore.
If you had a friend that was grieving over the loss of a loved one, what kind of advice would you give?
Yeah, we just lost my mom 2 years ago in the pandemic. And since this experience, our brother has had a real hard time with my mother's passing. And I always tell him, like, there is so much after death. I know she's fine. And I keep telling him that she's not gone. She's gone from her physical body, but she's not in pain. She's fine. She's getting acclimated with everybody else over there. Like, I know there's more than what's just here.
If you could compare the other side to this side, would one of them be dreamlike and one of them would be more real?
Absolutely.
Which is which?
This side is more dreamlike and the other side was more real.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, the not feeling like the emotion, the sadness, dreadfulness. I didn't feel none of that.
What is it about the other side that makes it feel more real than here?
Just that there was no sadness. At that point, there was just no sadness. There was no hurt. There was, It felt so calm, peaceful, relaxing.
Did you feel like you just woke up from a dream?
No, because when I entered back into my body, there was so much pain and chaos. And it was such a big difference on how I felt standing there watching that than coming back and living that.
Has the memories of this experience faded over time?
No, I can remember the smell. I can remember what the weather was like. I have dreams of replaying that night, what happened minute by minute. And it feels today like it just happened yesterday.
After the experience, did you notice that you had any new abilities that could be considered psychic?
Absolutely. I'll give an example. We have, when my mom passed away, something was going on in the family that nobody knew about. And I woke up one day and I heard my mom in my ear, and she kept telling me, like it sounded like she was far away, but I could hear her voice. And she kept telling me to go do something that needed to be done. And she told me that all day. So when I found out, I knew what she was talking about. And here it could have been a traumatic situation. But there was something going on with her dog that she left here. And if it hadn't been for that, the dog would have died in 4 days. And she told me, I heard her tell me to go get him. And I always hear her talking to me. I see stuff now that I wouldn't have seen before, like just little things that remind me of her that I think she puts in my path. But I hear her all the time. I talk to her when I'm sleeping. I have dreams about her. Yeah, it's changed.
When you see her in your dreams, what age does she appear to be?
Younger.
Like in her 30s or something?
Yeah, like 30s. Like in the prime of her life. Hmm. She's always younger. She has a glow. But it's her.
Sounds like a visitation dream to me.
Yeah, and I have them all the time. And before this accident happened, well, even after the accident, like I would tell people stuff and it would happen. And I thought I was going crazy because I can like hear people in my ear and talking to me and telling me stuff. And then it got to the point where, okay, maybe this is how it is. Mm-hmm. I'm more in tune with it now.
That's interesting. You had it even before this.
Well, after the accident, but it still continues up to present day.
Oh, okay. Is there anything about your experience that inspires you?
Yeah, because I always thought that, this is it. And I'm inspired by the fact that this isn't it. Like, when we go, when we die, there is just a whole different world that none of us really even know.
Has your spiritual beliefs changed since your experience?
No, I've always been a Christian. No, that's always stayed. I've always been a faithful person. And that's never, I've never wavered from that. But you can say I'm more spiritual now since that happened than before. Yeah.
Well, after watching this podcast, people may want to reach out to you and ask you questions. Are you open to that?
Sure.
What's the best way to reach you?
Probably by email.
Do you want to give out your email address?
It's Mary, Mary. Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N, 9, 7, at Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S dot net.
All right. Well, before we finish up, can you give us one last positive message?
It doesn't end when we leave here, that's for sure.
Mary,
it does not end.
Mary, thank you for your message, and thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for watching the Jeff Mara podcast. I really appreciate you. Another way to show support is through YouTube memberships. And if you do, there are loyalty badges and other perks depending on your level of membership. All you need to do is click the join button underneath the video to find out more. Thank you for your support.